We are continuing Surah Nisa, and the verse I recited was verse number 40. Inna Allaha la yuzlamu mithqala dharra. Verily Allah does not do injustice even the weight of an atom. Wa in taku hasanatan yud'ifaha wa yutti min ladunhu ajran azima. And if there is be a good deed, he multiplies it and gives from him a great reward. In last majlis, we ended when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about those who are stingy people and they hide their money. And Allah was talking about that they were doing a hypocrisy. After those verses, this verse came. And this verse is showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything in so much detail. And Allah is saying that He does not do injustice the size of the atom. Dhara means atom. Allah does not do injustice to the size of atom, and if you do any deed, Allah is going to multiply it. And He will give from Him the great reward. So He wants to make sure that the deed we do, we have to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it's going to be get multiplied and Allah is going to give great reward out of it. And Allah doesn't do injustice to the size of an atom. So Allah is guiding us towards the faith and towards believing in Him and to be hopeful with Him and to believe in His mercy and believe that He doesn't do any injustice. He's asking us to come out open and be hopeful from His reward. Now, who does injustice? The philosophy of injustice is out of ignorance and fear and need or greed. Allah doesn't have any of them. Allah is not needy. Allah is not in greed. Allah has no fear. Because of all that, Allah does no injustice. Inna Allaha la yuzlimu mithqala dharra. Allah doesn't do injustice to the size of atom. In taku hasanatun yud'ifha. If you do good deed, He is going to multiply it. Wa yutim milladunu ajran azima, and He will give a great reward from Himself. Now Allah in next verse talk about the judgment day, because Allah wants to guide us towards the day of judgment. And Allah say, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا بِكُلَّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَاهَا أُولَاءِ Recite from Salawat. Allahumma salam. So we can cut from here. Okay. Now next verse talks about the day of judgment. When Allah is talking about different witnesses, and Allah says that فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَهَا عَلَىٰ أُولَيْهَا شَهِيدًا. Allah says, how will it be then when we bring from every people a witness and we bring you as witness over those? Allah is showing the importance of witnesses on judgment day. Allah says that on the judgment day, every nation will come with the witness from their prophets. And Allah is giving importance to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, O Prophet, we'll make you witness for these people. Now there are lots of verses in the Quran about witnesses, about different witnesses. The Quran talks about our body parts will be witnesses, angels will be witnesses, and the earth will be witnesses. Allah will be witness, and we are a witness on ourselves. And Imam will be witnesses, all are the witnesses on the judgment day, right? But Allah is talking about the importance of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he will be the witness. This is in the Tafsir An-Nur. Whenever Ibn Mas'ud used to recite this verse about Prophet being witness, Prophet used to cry, being so humble about this verse. Allah showed our Prophet's position on the judgment day. Now what will happen? On the judgment day, when witness will be brought, Allah says further, Yawma izin yawaddu alladhina kafaru wa asaw rasulu. Yawma izin yawaddu alladhina kafaru wa asaw rasulu law tusawwa minhu al-ard وَلَا يَكْتُمُ اللَّهُ حَدِيثًا. On that day will those who disbelieve and disobey the messenger wish that the earth were level with them, and they will not hide any word from Allah. يوم اذن يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الارض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا. Is the one who were doing, who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were kuffar and who disobeyed prophet, they'll wish that they will be buried in the earth, and the earth will be leveled off, because they don't want to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they did with denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelieving in him and not following prophet's command. And they will, because they will know that they had to go to eternal hell fire, so they will wish that they were gone from in front, they were finished, they were buried, so they won't face it. But Allah says, وَلَا يَكْتُمُ اللَّهُ حَدِيثًا, but it will not happen, and they will not hide any word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Allah talked about the witnesses, and now Allah is saying that they will not be able to hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is an issue about disobeying prophet means what? Mizan explains it. There are two ways people disobeyed prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is because of the Sharia rules. See, prophet has two positions. One for the Sharia. Allah, prophet says, this is the Sharia and obey me. And they say, and if they didn't obey, they disobeyed Allah and prophet. There's one disobedience towards prophet. But there is one more disobedience to prophet, which is administrative disobedience. That when prophet was doing any administrative job and somebody did not listen to prophet, comes to this verse. Disobeying prophet in the administration was also included in this verse. That anybody disobeyed prophet is in this verse. You cannot disobey prophet at any time. So what will they do? That they wish they are buried, and the dust will be leveled off. They'll be buried. What will happen to those who were on the Ghadir Khum, and they disobeyed prophet, and then how would they deal on the judgment day when they meet prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the pond, the Hawz-e Kawthar? Prophet will turn his back. Subhanallah. May Allah guide us towards the wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please recite one salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ولا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعملون ما يقولون ولا جنوبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحدكم منكم من الغائطين أو لامستم النساء أولى مستوى النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمم صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا. This is the verse. I'll recite it for the translation. Oh, you have faith, do not approach prayer when you are intoxicated, and until you know what you say. I'll stop here. Then inshallah we'll go further on this verse. There are at least 5 verses in Quran Hakim about intoxication with alcohol. And Allah forbade alcohol in steps. And it is not the last verse, but before that. Because in the last verse, He forbade completely. Haram. But in this verse, what Allah said in a step, that where Allah says, oh, who your faith, do not go close to Salat, do not pray when you are intoxicated and you don't know what you are saying from your mouth. You don't even understand yourself. So Allah said, do not go to Salat. Now this is, وَلَا تَقْرُبُ السَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Don't go to Salat. Now there is a next ordinance. Nor when you are polluted. Polluted means junub. Major ritual impurity. Major ritual impurity, junub. When you sleep with a woman, your wife. Nor when you are polluted, unless you be passing through, until you wash yourself. So you cannot go to Salat when you are in major ritual impurity, unless you take bath, holy bath, ghusl-e janabat. Except that when you are passing through. What is passing through? Inshallah, I'll explain. But now, Salat came one time, but meaning are twice. First salat is the salat when you are intoxicated, do not do salat. Second salat comes when in the major ritual impurity, junub. That salat means mask. That salat means mask, that you cannot enter mask when you are in major ritual impurity. Except when you are passing through. What is the meaning of passing through? Unless you are in journey. And when you are on a journey and you are in major ritual impurity and you cannot find water, that means you should do tayammum and then you go to mask. That's the meaning. Now, verse goes further. And if you are ill or in journey or one of you come from a privy, means toilet, or you have touched the woman and you cannot find water, then betake yourself to pure earth, then wipe your face and your hands. Verily Allah is pardoning, forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, now Allah is saying, when can you do tayammum? Tayammum, you can do it when you are sick and water is harmful for you. If you have pneumonia, and doctor said if you put water, you will get more sick, or you have abscess and everything, face wounds and everything. Right? That you cannot. So Allah does not want to hurt you. Allah wants to give you facility. So Allah says, then when you are ill, and say if water is harmful, do not do that. Do not do wudu, but do tayammum. Or when you are in journey and you cannot find water, right? That time also you can do tayammum, but there are, if you go to rules of fiqh, there are certain criteria that how far you to travel to find water. If that criteria is met, that you tried everywhere, there's a distance involved from the marja's taqleed. You have to travel the distance to find water. If you don't find water, then you can do tayammum. Or, and tayammum is that when you come from the toilet and you are, you slept with your wife, then you need wudu or you need ghusl, and if you don't have water, then you do tayammum to substitute either wudu or one for ghusl. And then you need, so you take the pure dust and wipe your face and your hands. Inna Allah kana afuwan ghafura, because Allah wants to forgive you, pardon you and forgive you, because Allah wants to make ease in the religion, not the difficulty. See, Allah gives a lot of facilities. That there is no water available, okay, you use purified dust. Now there is a hadith from our fifth Imam. Do not stand for prayer sluggishly, sleepily, or sleepily, because it is a trait of hypocrisy. Same thing like intoxication. That if you are, you cannot be standing prayer being sluggish or sleepy. If you feel sleepy, you have to wake yourself up real good, wash your face, or drink tea, whatever. But you cannot pray while you are sleepy. It is a sign of hypocrisy. It's not allowed in Islam. Now the next verse comes about Jewish people. Alam tara ila ladina utu nasiban min al kitab yashtaruna dalalata wa yuriduna an tadillu sabil. Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the book? They buy error and desire that you should also go astray from the way. This is about the Jewish people, because they used to, they discarded the part of the book. That's why Allah says, Alam tara alladhina utu naseeban min al-kitab. They were given the portion of the book. Why Allah said portion of the book? Utu naseeban min al-kitab. Only portion, because they took some portion of the book and some they rejected. So Allah says, yashtaruna dalala, and they buy error. Yes, turuna dalalata wa yuriduna antadallu sabila sabil, and desire that you should also go astray from the way. Now why it is like that? These Jewish people were materialistic people, worldly people, and we read those verses about stingy people, right? Those were Jewish people, and they did not believe the whole book. They changed the book, and they bought the error. Yashtaruna dalalata. Why they bought the error? Because they loved gold and silver and didn't want to spend money in the sake of Allah. సో వ ఇరీదున అంత దెల్లు సబీల్ అండ్ దే విష్ దట్ యూ ఆల్సో గెట్ ఎస్ట్రేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్యాత్ బికాస్ దే న్యూ దే ఆర్ ఎస్ట్రేట్ సో దే వాంటెడ్ బిలీవర్స్ టు బి ఎస్ట్రేట్ సో దే విల్ కమ్ అండ్ సే దట్ వై యూ స్పెండింగ్ మనీ వి ఆర్ నాట్ స్పెండింగ్ మనీ సేవ్ ఫర్ యూర్ హార్డ్ టైమ్ సో దట్ దే న్యూ దట్ దే ఆర్ ఎస్ట్రేట్ సో దే వాంట్ ఎస్ట్రే ఎవ్రీబడి ఆల్సో బికాస్ దే న్యూ దట్ ముస్లిం స్పెండ్ మనీ అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్మ్స్ బికమ్ మేక్ ఎ ఆర్మీ అండ్ spread money equally and so that there were only poor people, so there will be more unity in the community. They didn't want that. They wanted Muslim to be weak inside turmoil and outside weak defense. So they knew they were astray, so they wanted to make believers also astray. Wallahu alamu bi adaikum. Well, kafa billahi waliyum wa kafa billahi nasira. Now Allah says further about them, and Allah knows well your enemies, and Allah is sufficient as a guardian, and Allah is sufficient as a helper. Allah says that these people who come to you, they are not your friends who are Jewish people. Wallahu alam bi adaikum. Allah knows your enemy, and Allah is sufficient your guardian, and sufficient is a helper, because they will come as friends. That we want you to save your money, why are you spending? Allah says they are your enemies. You look for money as a support, I am your guardian, I am your helper. This gold and silver is not going to help you out. As it happened in Prophet time, same is today. Allah knows our enemies, Allah protects us from our enemies. We seek Allah's refuge from our enemies. We seek Allah's refuge. We seek Allah's help through His guardianship, and we seek Allah's help from His help. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيُّمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ Nasira, that should be our ideology of our life. These are the Muslims. Kafa billahi waliyum, kafa billahi nasira. He is enough, sufficient. So somebody whose wali is Allah and helper is Allah, then he doesn't make his gold and silver as the helper. You know, that's why you see it, you know, today weak nations who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got victory over the strong nations. Because Allah did not have money and all that, but Allah gave them victory in today's world. We saw that, right? And we are still seeing it, inshallah. Min al-ladina hadu yuharrifunal kalima amma mawazighihi wa yaquluna sami'na wa asayna wasma ghayra masmu'in wa ra'ayna lan yambi لَنْ يَنْبِي أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَتَعَنَمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَطَانَا وَاسْمَ وَانْظُرْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْمَ وَلَا كِلَّا لَعَنَمَ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is a verse about Jewish people. And we'll read this verse. آگا جان اس میں میں ایک لفظ بھول گیا تھا اور آئینہ نہیں بولا تھا اللہما دیکھیں اللہ نے یاد دلا دیا ایک لفظ بولا تھا سر میں اب آپ دھیان دینا اچھا اللہما السلام علیکم ناؤ نیکسٹ ورس از اباؤٹ سم جوئش پیپل اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سے من الذین حادو یحرفون الکلم عما مواضعہ و یقولون سمعنا و عصینا وَيَقُولُونَ سَمَعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعِينَ وَرَعَيْنَا لَنْ يَنْبِي أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَتَعَانَمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَيْنَا وَاسْمَ وَانْظُرْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْمَ وَلَا كِلَّا لَعَنَمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Allah is talking about some Jewish people's character at that time. Now inshallah we'll read it slowly. Some of those who are Jewish change the word from their place and say, we heard and disobeyed. And do hear, but is one that never hears. And say, Raina, distorting the word with their tongue and taunting about religion. If they would have said, we heard and we obeyed and hear you and Unzurna, it would have been better for them and more upright. But Allah curses them for their disbelief, so they do not believe save a few. It's a long verse, inshallah it goes slow. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Some of those who are Jews change the word of their place. من الذين حادوا يحرفون الكلمة أما معوازيه. The Jews change the word of Torah. They put here and there, change the word, their meanings. Especially they change the word about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in previous verse, only portion of book they were given. Because they discarded the book. So Allah is talking about it again. And they say, we heard and disobeyed. When they heard Prophet, they said, Qalus sami'na wa asayna. We heard and disobeyed you. They were so arrogant. And they said, do hear us. But as one that never hears you. So you hear us, but maybe you not be heard. They used to say Prophet that. May you not be heard. And they used to say Ra'ayna. Distorting the word with their tongue. And they used to word with the tongue. Now I'll stop here slowly. I have to explain, then we'll go further in the translation, inshallah. So Jews, they also say, we heard and we disobeyed you. Hear us and we don't hear you. And he used to say, Ra'ayna. See how daring they were? They say, you hear us, but may you not be heard. Ra'ayna had two meanings. Ra'ayna was started by believers. Ra'ayna means, please pay attention to us. Believers should say in humbly. Ra'ayna. So Allah says, there's two, distorting with their tongue and taunting about religion. So they used to say Ra'ayna, which meaning was distorting the tongue, different meaning, which was to disrespect Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why because Ra'ayna had double meaning. Next word meaning they used to take was to disrespect him. So Allah says, distorting the word with their tongue and taunting about religion. And if they had said, we heard and we obeyed, hear you and respite us. What Allah said, what could have been better for them? That we heard and we obeyed you and hear us and respite us. What is the meaning of unzurna? Respite us. Give us time so that we can catch up with you. Unzurna means give us time, respite us, so that we can understand you. It would have been better for them, Allah says. لَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُمْ وَأَخَمَا. It would have been better for them and more upright. But Allah cursed them for their disbelief. Allah says they could not say all that because Allah has cursed them. They don't believe, but say a few of them. See, that's what happens. When you think that you are the better than others, like Bani Israel's, that you are the rich one, we are the powerful one, they would not listen to Prophet. They will say that you not be heard. And you hear us, and we don't obey you. That was one of their attitude. And believers used to say Ra'ayna, they used to make different meaning of Ra'ayna. Allah says, if they would have said, we hear, we obey, hear us, and give us a spite, but it would have been better for them and more upright. وَلَا كِلَّا لَعَنَهُ لَا بِكُفْرِهِ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That's why Prophet used to recite verses, and they did not want to hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what happened in today's world. If we hear Quran and we follow Quran, we make Quran as our imam, then we are on the right path. And if we don't follow Quran, we are the misguided one too. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guide us through Quran and Al-Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya ayyuhal ladina utul kitaba aminu bima nazzalna musaddiq lima ma'akum min qawli an natmis wujuhan فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا أَوْنَ الْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابُ السَّبْتِ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. This is again next verse for Jewish people. Oh, you have been given the scripture, believe in what we have revealed, confirming that which is with you, before we destroy countenance and turn them towards their backs, or curse them as we curse the people of Sabbath, and the command of Allah is ever executed. Allah is talking again about Jewish people later. Oh, the one who I have given the book, which believe in our book, which confirms your book, before we distort your face and turn them toward the backside, or we do what we did to the people of Sabbath. And the command of Allah will be executed. Now, there's a detailed discussion in the Mizan about it. Distorting face and turning towards back means what? Distorting face and turning towards back is to change the psyche, and the psyche of the one whose face is turned backward is like that. He thinks he's guided, he thinks he's going on the right path, but he's going opposite and he doesn't know that. That's what happened when you do not accept what Allah revealed, which was conferring their book. Then what happened, that because of not accepting the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they thought they are guided and they are going forward. In reality, they are going backwards, because they are not guided through the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That happens to the psyche of the person who doesn't accept the revelation. That happens to the spirit of the person, the ruh of the person who doesn't accept Allah's revelation. He thinks he is guided, but he is not guided. And that's what happened to the people of Sabbath. We know that when they were doing treachery about fishing on the Saturday, Allah turned them monkeys. Allah is reminding them what Allah did with them before. And on judgment day, only Allah knows how they will be raised from their graves. We seek Allah's refuge for the judgment day, that may Allah raise us as human beings, as believers. Please recite our salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفَرُ أَنْ يُشْرِكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفَرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهَ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِسْمًا عَظِيمًا. Verily Allah does not forgive that anything should be associated with Him, and forgives what it besides that to whom He pleases. And whoever associate with Allah has indeed devised a great sin. This is the verse about association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushrik bihi. Allah will not forgive if he is being associated. Allah will never forgive anybody who does association with him, make partners, like idol worshippers. Allah, this is a repeated verse in Quran. This is not the first time it came repeatedly, that anybody who makes partners with Allah, like idol worshipping, Allah will never forgive it. Allah said it. But in Mizan, it's explained more in detail that this is a kind of shirk, that you have idols and you make partners, this is one shirk. But another shirk is, association is, like what Jewish and people of book did it, that they disbelieved in Quran, they disbelieved in the Prophet, and they got stuck only with the scripture of Moses and the scripture of previous books. So they had disbelief, and that disbelief led to association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How it happened? How it became associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way it happened, that they made Musa as an idol. They said Musa is the ultimate, and there will be no prophet after him, and his book is the ultimate, and they make them as idols, and associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, we will not accept anything but Musa, we will not accept anything but Torah, or Allah, we will not accept anything but Isa, Allah, we will not accept anything but Injil. They associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last revelation. They associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Isa or Musa. They become as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing happened. Allah talked about the stingy people are the people who take interest, that they love themselves, their own glory, and they hoard the money, and those are the ones who make themselves as idol. Allah does not forgive those people who just glorify themselves and show off. Raina, right? Because for them, their God is themselves. Now next verse talks about, again about Jewish people. Alam tara ila alladhina yuzakuna anfusuhum balillahi. Alam tara ila alladhina yuzakuna anfusuhum balillahu yuzakihi mayyashau wala yuzlamuna fatila. Have you not seen those who consider themselves pure? Nay, Allah purifies whom He pleases, and they will not be wronged, even the hair of a dead stone. Allah says, you not seen those people who claims to be purified ones? Allah says, no. To whom Allah please, purifies. And Allah shall not, and they will not be wronged, even the hair of dead stone. Because the Jewish people and even Christians, they say the same thing, that we are the children of God, and we are the chosen one, and we are the favorite one, we are the best one. See, they say that we are children of God. Means they think they are the most favorite one, right? And Allah is talking about them. Alam tara alladhina yuzakkuna anfusuhum. Don't you see them who claim themselves to be the purified ones? This is a sign of arrogance, declaring themselves as the purified one. Allah says the same thing in Surah Najm, that don't claim yourself to be purified. Imam Ali says in his sermon, and he describes Muttaqeen, the pious one, and says that whenever they are being praised, they are in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sign of pious one is what? They are in fear of Allah if somebody praises them. They hate to be praised. So self-praise is a big sin, to self-praise yourself. A sign of arrogance. So Allah says, Balillahu yuzakki man yashaa. It is Allah, this is only Allah who purifies. Man yashaa. To whom He wants to purify, He purifies, and Allah, and they will not be wronged, even the hair of a dead stone. Allah doesn't do injustice. When He purifies somebody, He purifies with the justice. Innama yuridullahu li yusab ankum rissa ahlal bayti wa yutharukum tathira. This is his servant salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Indeed, Allah desires to repel all impurity from you, O people of the household, and purify you with a thorough purification. Inna Allah yuridullahu li yuzhab ankum rijsa ahlal bayti wa yutharukum tathira. This is the verse for ahlal bayt. That's how the pious beings are described. Allah describes pious one. You know, Allah shows the positions of the believers and prophets and pious ones. It's not up to the believers to show their positions. Allah describes so beautifully about Ahlul Bayt. Indeed, Allah desires to repel all impurity from you, O people of household, and purify you with thorough purification. That's what Allah says. And when Allah purified Ahlul Bayt, He did with justice. He did with justice. Because they deserve to be purified. When Allah gave Musa the prophethood, it was because of the justice. When Allah gave our prophet the prophethood, the final, the seal of prophet, with the justice. Allah purified Ahlul Bayt with the justice. And the last verse, Unzur kefa yaftaruna ala Allahil kadiba wa kafa bihi ithman mubina. See how they forge a lie against Allah, and it is sufficient as a manifest sin. They are forging lie towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are the purified one. Allah says it is a manifest sin. Because these Jewish people are saying that we are the children of God and we are the chosen one. It is, Allah says, they are forging lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a manifest sin. It's a manifest sin. Now Yazid came and he declared to be the leader of Muslim, being the pious one. He was not less than any Jewish person either. You know, he said, I am the pious one. I am the leader of Muslims. Right? That's what happened. He declared himself. He declared himself. Imam Hussein was sitting quietly in Medina. And Allah declared his piety through Inna yuridullah. Allah declared the piety of Imam Hussein alayhi salam through the verse in the Quran again. Surah Ahzab, verse 33. There's the piety. And Allah did it with justice. Purification of Imam Hussain was with the justice. How Allah purified it? With a great planning. Up to the age of 6 years old, he was under the guidance of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was in the lap of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Afterward,
He was raised by his mother, who was the purified one. She raised him, she fed him. Then he was in the guardian of his father, who was the Imam al-Muttaqeen. That's how he was raised. And he was raised with the justice as a purified one. And when he was in his youth, he was under the leadership of his older brother, Imam Hasan alayhi salam. His children were the pious one. The fourth Imam, Imam Zainu Abidin alayhi salam, was the pious one. That's how Imam Hussein was there. This Yazid Palit, he asked for the bayat for the purified, from the purified one, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein said, person like me doesn't give bayat to the person like you. That is the difference, because this bayat of Karbala was about the piety, the purity of the soul, the purity of the soul. All the companions of Imam Hussein were the purified ones. They were and their blood made the dust of Karbala the purified ones. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when the Imam al-Zama comes, Allah purify our heart through Quran and Ahlul Bayt, that we become so purified that we see His call and we respond to His call.